This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nope, you lose!
Not
no!
Fair.
What do you mean not fair?
Not fair.
Be prepared. Do your job. It's a Thursday morning in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
We are off to a rainy start, which I guess we're used to here.
Yeah.
But it's still, heat-wise, will be a decent day. High of 69.
All right.
Yeah. 56 degrees right now, and after this drizzle gets through, it looks like partly cloudy for the rest of the day, no more rain. Tomorrow, also cloudy, no more rain, a little bit of rain on Saturday, and sunny on Sunday.
Okay.
Fitting. Mm. You look very comfy today.
I feel comfy.
You look great.
Thank you.
Okay. First off, before we start the show, the thruway between Henrietta and Victor is shut down right now.
Oh.
Both ways.
Wow.
13 Wham says there is a massive backup on the road. We don't know what the situation is.
Okay.
But they are telling folks to take an alternate route.
All right.
So just a heads up, if you take the thruway, do that. Can we start the show with someone assaulting me to my face this morning?
Oh.
I love it.
Okay.
Who do we think?
She didn't mean to.
Yeah.
Oh, is she?
Yeah,
oh.
She thought she was
that. Those are the worst kind, because when they don't mean to, you're getting brutal honesty.
So, I pop my head in down on the country station every day.
Yeah.
I go say hi to Billy, Hope, and TJ.
Sure.
Yeah.
So I walk in the door down there, and Hope, very sweet kid.
Oh, yeah.
Very sweet kid. She goes, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Right.
Good morning. She says, so today I had to comb my hair and I had to put on a collared shirt today.
See that?
Yeah.
Where you got to be.
Okay. My daughters have a school dance recital.
Oh, you have to look like buttoned up dad.
Yeah. Right? I don't know. I went, they go to Aquinas. I went to Aquinas. There's a dress code at Aquinas. For some reason, I can't like dress like a bum when I go there.
Yeah.
There was a dress code when I went there. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's
the
like,
dress code's not for you anymore.
I understand, but it's like burned inside
wear
me.
Wear your khakis.
It's just, I'm wearing jeans. I almost wore khakis. I'm like, you know what? I'm walking on the wild side.
What a
today.
Rebel.
Wearing jeans at a Catholic school. So, like, I don't want to look like a jerk.
Right.
So I put myself together a little bit this morning. And Hope sees me, and she goes, oh, my God. Why do you look like that?
Why do you look like that?
And like, what?
I go, what do you mean? And she goes, well, like, you combed your hair, and, like, you're not wearing a hoodie. Like, you have a collared shirt on. Like, you look nice. And I go, do you realize how insulting that is, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we do wear hoodies and hats, and it's not like we're always dressed up at 5 in the morning.
I understand, but by going out of your way to be shocked at how I look, you're essentially saying you're the ugliest person on a daily basis.
And I never knew you could look
good
like
thing.
That.
It means you clean up nice.
No, he said it.
What?
I didn't know you could look nice.
Oh.
Which is the most insulting
but
thing you could tell
that's
somebody.
Fun. You can surprise people.
Your face.
I didn't even think I went that far out of my way today. I just put on a different shirt.
I mean, I didn't think. I mean, I see every day. I didn't think. I didn't realize you cut your hair so short.
You do this every time I get a haircut. Every time I get a haircut, you do this.
What do you mean?
I didn't realize it was so shaved down. Because usually he's got a hat on.
Oh, true.
It's pretty shaved up.
Yeah, what's the problem?
Oh, Again.
No.
I didn't say there was a problem.
But you didn't say it like it looked good. You said it like you were making an observation.
Yes. It's very shaved.
What is the problem?
Oh, no.
Can we time out the game for a second?
I didn't know you enlisted.
No, shut up. All right, look.
Anchors away, my boys.
You do have a very different look today. Yeah, you look like you're in the Navy. I know you didn't do a lot differently, but for whatever reason, it is a little shocking.
All right, the break room WCMF on YouTube and Twitch, the Odyssey app at WCMF.com. I just put like a little bit of product in my hair.
Oh,
that's
I know,
all
I
did.
I know.
Just like your daddy.
What? No, if it was my daddy be up here. No, okay, let's go back for a second.
Yeah.
Because past hope insulted me to my face. Yeah. Okay. You with the haircut thing. Most men have two haircuts.
Yeah.
Short and long.
Yeah.
Right? Most men, they let their hair grow out until they can't take it anymore, and then they go to the barber, and they go, hey, cut it down so I don't have to come back for a while. You, Tommy Bulay.
Me, you?
Are the only person I know yeah. that walks in and is like, style it like this. I'm in Trenton's with a Z, and I like my hair styled and cut and colored and dyed. Thank you. Like, no guy walks in and is like, I want to look like this, man. Just cut it short.
Well, I've been wearing my hair like this since day one.
What, none of it?
Well, I lost a lot.
Yeah, no, no kidding. You should go find it again.
So you guys don't bring in, like, inspo pics to your...
What's an inspo pic?
Like an example of what you would like your hair to look like?
Oh, inspiration pic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Inspo pic. You're too old to say inspo pic.
Oh, I think that's like an old
So when I take it to the barber and say, well,
yeah, like let's say there's a celebrity gets a cool haircut that you think would look good on you. You don't like show them a picture, but like make it like this.
There is no celebrity where any guy over 30 can show, be like, hey.
I agree with you, but I think people still do it.
No, I don't do
like,
that.
Like, not even that you look like them, but you just like the haircut. Like, I think this was huge with the Peaky Blinders thing. Like, give me the Peaky Blinder haircut.
Because right. I do remember, like, years ago when you went to the barbershop.
Yeah.
They would have a list of haircuts that the guy would give you.
Yeah.
And that was it. Because that's all he knew how to cut. So, like, it would just be different styles on different men.
And for some reason, they only use the heads of men that starred in gay pornography.
Pretty much.
Right? Yeah. Like, every dude looked like John Holmes.
Yeah, and a little surprised.
Because I always think when I see, like, a trendy haircut, especially with guys, like, you brought in a picture and said, I want to look like that trendy show or movie or whatever.
What'd you call it? Insto-pic?
Inspo pic. Inspiration
inspo.
Pic.
Hey, I got my inspo pic. Check out my inspo pic. No, I thought most guys, like, once they hit 30, their haircut was pretty much
the
same.
But then why do you guys sometimes all have, like, the same trendy haircut?
But you changed yours a little bit, too, because you had the man bun going there for a while.
Oh, no, but that's the same thing. It's just longer.
Right, but you had the bun going.
Well,
the head got shaved.
No,
grew out.
Again, I just had it longer on my head, and I decided I didn't want to have to deal with that anymore. It's the same haircut. I've had the same haircut, just like this, since my kids were born.
Oh. It looks different all the time.
Okay, because it gets cut, it grows out again. That's how heads work, stupid. No, when you go to Trends with a Z, and you sit down at this primarily female.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Because you're the only guy in there.
Yeah, in the morning, yeah.
Like, you know, you're all gossiping with all the ladies.
When I'm at the dye station, it's just me and Mary Lou.
And, like, he's laughing. You think he's making a joke.
No,
he's not. Yeah, he's at the dye station.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
I get my hair dyed, yes. So, your question.
What do you say you want? Like, what do you, like,
make? Well, I've been going to Mary Lou since I moved here.
Okay.
So, I think when you have, like, the same person for a while, you just kind of get into a routine.
What she does is she'll make suggestions of what, how to cut it and what to do with it. Like, how to do my sideburns, and she does my eyebrows and stuff, so I don't get the old man brow. So, but she goes, we should start doing your eyebrows, because you're starting to get old man brow.
Have you ever disagreed with her?
No.
So you always just, whatever she says, you go with.
Yeah,
she's a pro.
Okay, well, no, I'm asking, because you're the one coming at me.
Like, you need somebody like that, especially with things like eyebrows that you start to not see anymore.
All the old man stuff that needs to get trimmed.
Like, if they told me you got to do something about it, I would do something.
Like, the eyebrows on an old man, it's the worst.
Okay,
and the hair and the ears.
Like, when it comes to the whole, like, you have to do something about it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You just trim it up.
No, I mean, like, but women are raised with that.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, women are.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've never had anybody sit me down and be like, you know, this is what you should
do. But that's why you need it.
Yeah.
And it's better coming from a pro, like somebody that does this for a living, than like a buddy or somebody else in your life, where you may not trust their opinion.
And they may not even care. But I, you know, I don't want to look like a disheveled old man. What?
Not nothing.
You got to maintain what you can.
Yeah, I want to look like an aging Femi boy.
An aging Femi boy without an inspo pick? 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I just comb my hair.
Like,
all
I would
I did...
be nervous if I were you, because you, do you go to the same person every time, or you have a different...
So I normally go to Ducktail Barbershop on Park Avenue.
Yeah. Okay.
It's like an old school... We've talked about this in the air. Yeah. It's like an old school Italian barbershop, but yeah. It's run by young guys or good dudes. But I was running around so much, I just ran to Supercuts last
week. Yeah. Right. See, like, that would make me nervous having somebody different style my hair every time. Like, that doesn't make you a little nervous? Like, somebody gets a little too happy?
There's no way.
Okay.
I've been seeing this. This woman I've been seeing is my longest relationship. It's been 32 years.
Okay. I understand you would not intentionally go out of your way to lose her now.
Right.
Right. Okay. But like the way you're talking makes it sound like, oh, if I didn't have her, I wouldn't look good.
Right. This is as good as I can look.
No, like, but
I have maxed out my look.
Listen, I know people that have gone and had some poor experiences, like taking a chance on somebody new.
Okay, I know, but again, that's a woman thing.
No, nope, yeah. It's a guy thing too.
All right, your husband has no hair.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm not talking about my husband.
Tommy, we're friends, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm saying this as a friend.
What?
There is nothing anyone could do to your head that could make you look uglier.
No, but it could get worse.
Yes,
it
he's
could
right.
get way worse.
He's right.
It could look. I could look unkempt. I don't mind being. I can't do anything about my mug, but I don't want to look like I don't take care of myself.
Yeah, like what if he had like wiry nose hairs coming
it's
out?
It's gross. Or like the stuff coming out of my ears.
Yeah. Okay.
Like I just want to look kept.
Right now with your forehead, tracksuit, and the hair the way it is.
Yeah.
You look like an off-Broadway actor in the Back to the Future play. So don't sit here and be like, oh man, I could look worse. No, you couldn't. Like, yeah, it would have been worse if they dropped two atomic bombs in World War II in the same spot. Ben, how much worse would it have been, though?
I look like I'm starring in the Rick Pitino story.
What are you, the kid in the hospital they were going to win one for? 252-WCMF. I just combed my hair today. That's all I did. I got to go see my daughters. They got a dance thing at school.
Yeah.
Didn't want to look like a bum, put on like a collared shirt. This isn't even a nice collared shirt. It's one of the stretchy ones.
Yeah.
Check me out.
It's a flannel shirt.
Yeah, but no, but it's not. It's stretchy. It looks like flannel, yeah. But it's stretchy material okay. on account of the broad shoulders. But Hope.
You can also buy a larger shirt.
No, you see, big-shouldered men can't do that. You don't understand because you got tiny shoulders. If I buy a bigger shirt, looks like I'm wearing a pup tent.
All right.
Got to have a little form to you.
All right.
Right? As you said yesterday, wide shoulders, skinny waist.
No, it's broad at the shoulder,
yeah.
Narrow at the hip. Don't take no lip. Chew the back of spit.
Thank you. But Hope, I just walk in to say, hey, it's oh my God, you look so different. You cover your hair. You look so good, which is her essentially saying, you normally look like a troll.
Yeah.
What did you do today?
Well, you do kind of schlub it out when you're here, right? Nobody gets dressed up.
We're on the radio, man.
Nobody we're on camera now.
We're on YouTube. Everybody could get on YouTube.
Would you be upset, though, if they didn't notice?
No.
Like, if you put, like, a lot of effort into the morning because you had to be somewhere and like nobody noticed that you combed or got your hair cut.
A lot of effort. Like if I was wearing like
yeah.
like a really nice outfit.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, that would piss me off.
Yeah. Well,
if I stepped up with it with something,
yeah, like,
that I thought looked sharp, but nobody
said
anything. Yeah.
Okay, fine. Yes, I guess. But when I don't know what man would go out of their way to dress up like that for no reason. Okay, I know one man. Other than this one man, I know.
Well, you know one guy.
One guy.
We always ask him sometimes, like, where are you going after the show? And yeah. You're like, Wegmans.
252-WCMF. We're talking haircuts.
Yeah.
Tommy is insisting you need to find a salon with a Z at the end of it so they can make you look as good as possible.
Yes.
Let's talk to Mike. Hey, Mikey, how are you, buddy?
Morning, folks. How are we doing today?
Good, man.
It's raining, so I can find a parking spot in Skinny Alice. That's great to start with.
Oh, Skinny Atlas, Mike.
Yeah, Skinny Alice Mike. Old man Skinny Alice Mike, I guess we're going there, yeah. So I'm just wondering, like, here in Skinny Alice, you have to have an appointment to get your hair cut, or you got to go over to, like, the Dirty Burn in Auburn and, you know, go to the prisons and have them cut your hair. But I was just wondering, so do you guys have to make an appointment to get your hair done? You know, like I said, and it's a major event in my family. If the women get their hair cut, you know, it's a national holiday.
So I have appointments through the end of the year with Mary Lou.
You have standing appointments.
Yeah, so we write
you
write out
your next appointment.
Yeah, I have to make the appointment because she gets booked up.
Okay.
Okay. So it's every Saturday. I do Saturdays at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. I just walk in because I'm...
to me. I don't know what time it is.
Yeah, I mean, I just walk in because I'm...
Well, I thought you hit the drive-thru window.
I know what you think, yeah.
Here's $10 to screw up my social life.
Well, would you get in a fight with a pair of garden shears?
Mike, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. There goes Mike.
So, yeah, my appointments are set for the year.
I think you think this makes you sound more sophisticated than
I am.
No, no.
And I hit the tanning... I hit the
what?
Coloring thing.
Got that?
Yeah.
Wait, did she accidentally cut your mouth?
Do you sit under the hair dryer?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, the shortest period of time ever. All three hairs are done.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Big event coming through Pittsford.
Nice.
Happens annually. And here's the thing. I mean, we've talked about this briefly in the past, but I don't think we've ever really gotten into how remarkable this is.
Yeah.
And not only would it be a pretty remarkable, like, personal accomplishment, it allows you to do something that almost no one else does.
Oh.
An experience that you may treasure for the rest of your life.
Wow.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. It's time for everyone's favorite break room segment. Is Tommy impressed? This year is the 27th annual 8-day Erie Canal cycling event.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're not familiar with this, folks start in Buffalo on their bicycle.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And they pedal from Buffalo all the way to Albany over those 8 days.
Yeah, and they camp out and the whole thing, right?
You got it. So folks from the Parks and Trails New York put it on. It's about a 5 to 5.5 hour car ride.
Yeah.
And they're doing this all on their bikes.
Yep.
Across the entire state of New York.
On that narrow little path.
Yeah, you got it. There are hundreds of people who do this every year. In fact, 10NBC did a story about it last night. Their anchor, Brett Davidson, who was doing the story, has been one of these people with his family who did this.
No.
Why are you doing that?
I'm listening. I'm taking it all in.
Look, for a man who's dressed like he's ready to bike from Buffalo to Albany.
You are.
Okay. Tommy?
Yeah.
Biking the entire length of the Erie Canal, are you impressed?
No, it's pointless.
What is pointless?
It's still a far distance to... Is it just the canal, that the fact that they're doing it on the canal, is that what bothers
you? They do it on the canal and they stop. I mean, if you did it like nonstop, like a Ironman kind
of thing. It's 363 miles.
What's the Tour de France, man?
Kimmy, can you Google what the average
Those guys don't take a break.
They take several breaks. Doesn't the Tour de France go for like a month?
Yeah, those guys don't stop.
They tour the France. That's what that's for. That's French for.
They whiz right on the bikes, man. They whiz.
They do that. But the point I make, there's several stages.
It's that, bro, if you saw the crew of people that do this, man.
What?
They're a bunch of pedal pricks. It isn't like a bunch of Lance Armstrongs going by.
Yeah.
It's like people like.
You don't have to be in good shape.
No, you don't. I'm telling you, you don't. I've seen it, man.
All right, let's talk
about bike does all the work.
The bike does not have a motor on it.
Yeah, but still, man.
All right, let's time out. First of all, you did that thing you always do that bothers me. You pick, like, the pinnacle of something and compare the average person. You're not Lance Armstrong. Yeah, no kidding. Lance Armstrong wasn't Lance Armstrong. He needed drugs to do it.
Okay, so the Tour de France is 2,200 miles.
Okay.
And it's typically split over 23 days.
So 2,200 miles, 23 days. Is that 100 miles a day?
And by the way, they're going to mountains and stuff. They're doing the Alps.
Each day averages around 100 miles, yep.
Okay, so this would be three stages of the Tour. Three and a half stages of the Tour de France, and you want them to do it in one shot. You're an idiot.
Hey, the other thing I hate about it, when they come through, they just, you can't use the canal.
Oh, you can't use the canal.
Because there's like 500 of them.
Oh, my goodness. No, I'd pay taxes.
What does that take, like an hour?
No, it takes a while.
Your ass is wet like the canal.
They got to stop, take pictures, get a sandwich.
This might be a dumb question.
Yeah.
But do they all bike back?
No, I think it's one and done.
Yeah,
I think they just go one way.
Ride back.
And then you get like a bus back or something?
Yeah, I've 252 to be CMF.
What do they do with all the bikes?
252-9263.
I'm just curious how this works.
They lose probably 10% of those bikers.
Shut up. All right.
No, I'm just meaning because they just go to Starbucks and then say screw it.
So you're on a bike in the elements in the summertime.
With a group. It's like 500 people.
And you're biking 363 miles. That's what? I mean, that's like 45 miles a day.
Yeah.
That is impressive.
That's a good stuff. If I did it, you'd laugh at it.
No, I know you can't. You can't physically do it. I know you can't. You can't. You think you could do that?
Pedal?
All right.
Yeah.
Serious question, because we are not cycling.
You're talking kid skid marks.
King
skid marks.
I agree. You are kid king skid marks.
And I was the wheelie king also of Chicano Way.
The wheelie king of Chicano Way. We would crush if we put that on a t-shirt and sold it at the rock shop.
I could catwalk that mofo.
Shut up. All right. 252 WCMF as we talk about the 27th annual 8-day
douche-a-thon
Buffalo to Albany bike ride on the Erie Canal. You said the bike does all the work.
Yeah.
We are not cyclists.
Mm.
To the cyclists that are listening to this show, how easy would it be to pull this off? Like, could the average person without any training do this in 8 days? Because, like, there are some folks, you can just get off the couch and run a 5K.
Yeah, like, some people are just built that way.
Yeah, but no one can run a marathon without training.
I don't know.
Despite the fact, terrible time, Timmy thought he was going to do that.
Yeah.
Could just the average person, Tommy, well, no, because you're old.
I would think like maybe you.
Could Kimmy right now bike this?
Of course she's in good shape.
I think like after 2 days, you'd be like, you're going to be sore. Because the thing is, like the more breaks you take, the more time your body's like, all right, let's recover now. And when you get back on that bike for like day three, you're going to be hurting.
But bro, you put it in the top gear. It's a 10 speed, right? So once you're in your 10th speed gear, the bike's just sailing along. You ain't doing crap.
You're pedaling the
you're
bike.
You're in like a certain position the whole time. Like your back's
going
to be killing
it's
you.
It's pretty much a straight shot. There's a couple of turns.
The turns aren't what the problem is.
What's the problem?
It's the ups and the downs.
It always is. How many ups and downs
probably
are
more
there?
Than you think.
I don't know. Why would you need locks in the canal, stupid?
But those are it isn't like you're
those
like,
are the lock exists.
You're, like you're doing a hill climb on a motocross.
On motocross with an engine, you idiot. You don't even know what you're talking about. You just throwing words
out. Those mountain bike kids.
Mountain bike kids.
Yeah.
Was that the gang on Chicano Way you were fighting against? Here come the mountain bike kids, guys. Chase it. It's a fuzz.
Doesn't take much of a hill for it to start hurting.
And, like, think about this. Kimmy's right. When your body starts to get sore, you also don't have the luxury of your bed. You're sleeping in a tent.
Do they sleep in tents, or are there hotel stops along the way?
I thought we had heard.
I think they have all their stuff on them.
He said tent a couple years ago.
Because then you'd have to haul all your stuff with you.
So a lot of these bikes have like saddlebags, like you see on a motorcycle.
For a tent, though?
Yeah, because it's like a little pop-up.
Like,
I don't know.
He's just making stuff up.
I'm curious now.
By
the way, if you stay in a hotel week.
What do you think the Tour de France does?
Those guys sleep out in the wilderness,
man.
No,
they don't,
man. They curl up in the orchards.
Really? Is that where
they eat the grapes, and then they go back.
Is that where they were blood doping with machines every night? Where they plug those in, stupid?
I don't know.
I'm realizing now all the information I have from this is from Tommy, and he's just been making this up.
I know.
He knows nothing about it. 252 WCMF. Look, I'm not going to lie. Yeah. Not only is this bike ride from Buffalo to Albany over 8 days impressive, it sounds like it could be a fun experience.
How?
You're seeing
people do it again and again.
Yeah, and Kimmy, you get to see the entire state on a bicycle.
You get to see the entire canal on a bicycle, and there's only a few nice spots on the canal.
You don't know that.
Oh, my God. How would you know?
You've only
seen like
the nicest
Rochester
spot.
The Rochester area of the canal. Have you ever seen like what it's like in Buffalo? I haven't.
You've seen the nicest spot? You've seen Fairport?
Fairport's nice. It ain't Pittsburgh.
Oh, Fairport's way nicer than Pittsburgh.
Really? You can't get alpaca socks over there.
You might be able to get alpaca socks over there.
I don't know.
You can't get alpaca socks, but I can get fried chicken and drugs, allegedly, in the same place.
That would be nice.
No, I would argue, like, the way that everything's worked out in Fairport, that Fairport has a much nice part of the canal.
I wouldn't say much nicer. It's about dead even.
No. Oh, if it's dead even.
Maybe
you know
dead
what they
even.
Say, Kimmy? If you're even, you're leaving. Fairport, now ahead.
Ooh. And by the way, you got that stretch from, you pull out of Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
You get that rank-ass stretch of industrial anal crack all the way to Gates.
Did you say before? I think anal crack is redundant.
Industrial
anal crack.
You know what it looks like, one man.
It sounds like a band that plays at Water Street. We're industrial anal crack, thank you. The fist.
Rock on.
Why the fist? Is that
That's where the fist is going.
Horses?
I tell where the fist is going.
Okay, Kim.
Right by the industrial anal crack.
I'd like to talk to Kimmy now for a while.
Now that I'm thinking about it, I've never seen the canal in any other place but Rochester. So I have no idea what it's like in other cities.
Why would you?
They're not nice. Yeah. They don't
How do you know?
They don't utilize it.
No, isn't
there? Could be a Pittsburgh of Syracuse. I don't even know. Does it go straight through Syracuse?
Well, that's a good question. I would imagine, right? Because that was like the artery of industry.
Yeah.
So, back when that's how they move stuff.
Yeah.
So it would have to be. Like, I would assume it touches Albany, Syracuse, Rochester, Buffalo.
Yeah.
And all parts in between. What's that town in Buffalo? Not East Aurora, maybe. It's got the outdoor hockey rink. It's like a little main street. Does the canal go through there? Because if so, that's a nice part of Buffalo.
Okay. But there isn't a lot. And after that, I don't know how much scenery you're taking in when you're just crammed in a small path with 500 people pedaling.
Okay, do we know it's 500 people? Because, again, you just make stuff
Bro, it's packed, and they kick up so much goddamn dust
Do
and
you
stuff.
Hear yourself? They kick up so much dust.
You can't enjoy the canal.
I pay taxes. I pay my anti-dust tax.
Yes.
Where's my money going?
It gets in my eyes. I get a sty.
Troy writes us on Instagram.
Troy sounds like a biker. He's even got like one of his little nameplates. Troy.
Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says, bro, I'm the same height as Tommy. The only bike that fits us is a BMX, so there's no way he can make that bike trek. No, we can get Tommy a little boy's bike. Go down to Bert's Boys Bikes and Bees.
Bert's Boys Bikes and Bees. Yeah, you go down there, you meet three Berts and a boy.
Kimmy, is this something a husband and wife would do together?
Oh, that would be misery.
But it does.
I would think like you'd have to have some prior biking experience with your significant other. I wouldn't like just do this first.
Tell me if you think I'm wrong. When it comes to people you see out cycling, because Rochester is a big cycling community.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I would argue the physical activity you see couples doing the most is cycling. You see a lot of husbands and wives on
bikes.
I
almost wonder if people meet that way and find that they have that in common? Because you're right, and they're usually very in shape people.
You mean like you accidentally run into the back of someone and you're kind of into it?
Okay.
That's a good question.
It would be a great test of your marriage.
I always assume they didn't get into it together. They were already into it.
That's a good point. Why would this be a good test?
Like, if you want to really test your marriage, you and your old lady do this. 3 days, pedaling.
8 days.
8 days, even worse. And see if you don't want to kill each other at the end.
Okay, but, I mean, how much are you even talking to someone when you're riding
this? Yeah, like, I mean, I would almost think like an 8 day road trip in a car would be more difficult than 8 days on the bike.
Because let's say you start going, right? And one of you starts going faster than the other, right?
Okay.
And you gotta say, come on, man, keep up. Let's go.
No, but it's not a race and you're in a pack anyway.
No, but you're gonna want to like encourage each other, push each other.
Yeah, my wife does hate that.
Yeah. You would be divorced at the end of this thing.
Okay. Well,
there would be a crew of lawyers waiting for you.
A crew of lawyers.
That's what you call a group of lawyers.
A crew.
Yes.
Gotcha.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus DNC supply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
There are a couple of rules as a grown-ass person you should always follow.
Okay.
And you could argue this woman, if the allegations are true, broke all of them.
Wow.
Because when you are caught doing something like this, there is really no coming back from it. And you will live the rest of your life and die with this label that nobody wants. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, Tommy?
Yeah.
You want to take a village out to the, or a trip out to the village of Perry?
Oh, sure. What's going on?
That's where we find a 44-year-old woman who did something no adult should ever do. All right, first off, it's never a good idea to yell at a kid that is not yours.
Yes.
That causes all kinds of problems.
Sure.
But please say that's exactly what this woman did.
She lit a kid up.
According to the Batavia Daily News, this woman yelled at a 15-year-old. And we don't know what the interaction was about. We don't know why she was upset. However, authorities say she told the 15-year-old, and I quote, "I will put you in the ground," and they were done for.
Okay. Put you in the ground and you're done for.
Yes. You definitely shouldn't threaten to put a teenager in the ground.
Okay.
No.
Yeah.
So put that on the list of things not to do today.
Yeah.
She was arrested, charged with endangering the welfare of a child, second-degree harassment, among other things. Her bail was set at $10,000.
Wow. Damn.
And there was an order of protection issued on behalf of, it sounds like, the 15-year-old kid.
Mm-hmm.
I am dying to know. We're never going to know.
Nope.
But what led to the allegations? Wait, where?
Yeah.
Like, what set her off?
What could a 15-year-old kid do? Where
just about everything. A 15-year-old kid could get into everything under your skin.
Okay, but this woman's 44.
I understand.
Yeah.
Right?
But think of a kid with a mouth.
Think of a kid with a mouth.
Think
that's all you need, a kid in the mouth.
Okay. Bro.
But.
I will confidently say there is nothing a teenager can do where I would threaten to kill them.
No, but. It could, like, push your buttons, right?
Grind your gears, maybe?
Yeah, a little
bit. I'm just thinking, like, unless like, they destroyed something of mine or physically threatened me or something. Like, I can't think of something that would make me that angry in the moment.
Bro, I'm going to look at you and say, I will put you in the ground. Okay. So this story, like we said, not only will we never know what the interaction started.
Yeah.
We'll also never know the relationship between this kid and this woman. And in this case, it doesn't really matter. But when you see people lose it on kids, at least when we were growing up, most of the time it is either neighborhood kids or kids that are running around the town.
Yeah.
Right. And when you do what this woman is accused of, scream at a kid, you are branded forever as the cranky, crazy ass neighborhood or town nut job.
Yeah, you get that Karen stamp.
You got it. Doesn't matter why you're yelling at the kid.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter what kind of day you've had or what's going on in your life. Doesn't matter the reputation you had before. When you get caught screaming at a kid that isn't yours and making threats, you are stuck with that Karen, or what's the male version of Karen now?
Oh, do we have a male
version? I think
there
is a male version of Karen. Could you Google it just so we can include everybody? Mm-hmm. You are stuck with that label until the day you die.
Oh, yeah.
You don't seem bothered by that.
Oh, yeah.
A Kevin? A Ken?
A Ken?
Oh, a Ken. Like
so a
Ken
and a Karen.
All right.
Okay.
I don't seem what? Bothered?
You don't seem bothered by the fact that you would have that label for the rest of your life?
I mean, I wouldn't personally do it, but I've been yelled at as a kid like that. And I kind of get why the guy did it. You know what I mean? Now, looking back, I was a dick.
Okay.
And I would, you know, also I was a smirky, wise ass.
Oh, you were smirking and jerking?
Smirking, jerking, and wise assing.
One of the worst law firms in Rochester. Do not go to those guys.
We had a neighbor that threatened to crucify me one time.
Crucify you?
Crucify me. Yes.
Were you scared as a kid, or did you laugh?
No, I was laughing. I knew the guy.
I mean, it's hard to crucify someone.
Well, I know, but I didn't know, like, as a kid, like, if you were like, okay, I'm not going to mess with that guy anymore.
No, it was, you know, my parents, we lived in Florida, we lived in, like, in a condo.
Okay.
So, like, two buildings over, we had to move our cars one night, so I just stuck the car in, I guess, this guy's, like, spot. So he called my old man up to tell me to come move the car. So my old man goes, just move the goddamn car to shut the guy up. So I said, come down there. He's waiting for me. He goes, you goddamn you lay. He's like, he's already got the finger. I can hear him. He's got the finger out already.
By the way, it's also not just Tommy. It's all of you lays.
All of you lays.
Which I agree with, by the way.
He goes, I'm going to crucify you. And I'm like, I started laughing, man. Like, he's just this old chain-smoking drunk.
All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF. 252-9263. With this 44-year-old woman, accused of telling a 15-year-old, yelling at a 15-year-old and saying, I will put you in the ground and that you are done for. Would the average grown-ass person be bothered by that Karen, Ken reputation in their neighborhood? Because look, in this story, this woman, if the allegations are true, obviously has bigger problems than just a reputation.
Yeah.
And I guess there would be positives to having that reputation. I mean, you wouldn't have to deal with anybody anymore.
Nope.
There would be no small talk.
No.
You're probably not going to get a ring at the doorbell for, like, would you like to buy a candy bar or magazines?
No. Hey, your days are pretty freed up now.
Right? But everyone would be talking behind your back and calling
you. And you're never going to recover. And if you need something from a neighbor, forget about it. Like, every once in a while, you may need some help from a neighbor, and I don't know who's jumping in to help you after that.
Here's the way I look at it. Like, if you take an average neighborhood, 10 to 20 houses, right?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Sure.
So, in that group, you're right. You're isolated.
Yeah.
Two of those houses are going to agree with you.
Okay. Even if they agree with you, they do not. They will not be seen publicly. Associated. Yes.
Yeah, but we'll have that little.
You won't. No, but see, it's idiots like you.
You see me walking
you're
out.
Have some like secret neighborhood society of like jerks.
Yes,
neighborhood society of jerks.
The Royal Order of Jerks.
No, but like this is why stuff like this happens, because guys like you are convinced. Like, yeah, they say they don't like me, but they're
glad I did it. I stepped up for the whole hood.
So something very interesting is happening on Instagram right now.
What happened?
Duffy on WCMF. Is the easiest way to get us. I have three women that are borderline defending the woman facing these allegations.
Oh.
All right. Lori writes, Duffy, does she have a daughter? We don't know in this story. Because Mama Bear may have to come out to protect her.
Okay.
Stephanie writes us on Instagram, 44 is premenopausal. I get it. Maybe not in the ground, but I get losing it. Shelly writes us on Instagram, if someone hurt one of my pets, I would absolutely say that to someone. I don't care how old they are. Don't mess with my pets. Normally, we have old guys coming in here. These are women that look like they're in their 30s, 40s, and 50s that are coming in like, give this woman a break.
All valid arguments.
No, what?
I could see like if you...
Defending your child?
A kid. If there's a kid involved, especially, I think people may overreact.
Oh, put you in the ground?
Maybe not to that extent.
No, but that's what happened. That's what she allegedly said.
Yeah.
Well, Perry's a tough town, man. It's country tough.
You know, I'll be honest with you. I can't. I know I've been to Perry.
Yeah, it's hard country.
I can't place Perry in my house. I can't.
We've
close
done
my
shows
eyes.
In Perry.
I understand. I've done shows a lot of places, man. I've been to Perry in Ontario, and that's about it. And a song.
Get off the stage. I'll bury you.
252 WCMF. Why are women coming to the defense of this woman?
I guess they could see themselves. It sounds like it's a lot of defending something, whether it's a child or a pet or
menopause
or
the changes.
Okay.
I mean, them changes, man. I'm telling you,
like they're
nobody understands them.
In their mind, they're picturing they have to step in because something they love is being threatened.
Okay. I'm alarmed.
Yeah.
That this many women are like, hey. Give this woman who threatened to put allegedly a 15-year-old in the ground a break. And we only have one side of the story.
True.
Right? But still, it's a 15-year-old kid.
I understand, you know, it should always be the adult in the room.
All right. Going back to this discussion about whether or not you would want this reputation of a Karen, a Ken, that person who flips out in the neighborhood at a kid. You realize no one respects that person.
No.
Right?
Probably not.
Like, they don't think you're tough. In fact, it's usually the opposite. Because if you were tough... You'd be screaming at a grown-ass person, not a kid. Like that guy who threatened to crucify you.
Yes.
He'd have screamed at your old man, not the itty-bitty baby boy who was coming down to move the car.
Who? But my old man sent me down to move the car.
Also a coward. Yeah. You're all cowards.
Yes.
And like Kimmy said, if you ever need help from your neighbors down the road, which you will.
Yeah, true.
This is going to eliminate that.
Yeah.
You have that reputation. And one thing is for sure.
What?
As we have this conversation. Whoever the person was that did this when you were a kid to you or your friends pops right in your head.
Yeah.
You never forget that person. I got the guy in my head. Kimmy, you got the person in your head right now?
Yep.
Okay. And you just brought up your guy.
But they're all guys. Like in my generation, they were all guys. Like there was no female hothead.
Okay.
When I was coming up as a kid until like later when I saw like chicks lose it. Like my mother's generation, That was not allowed.
Okay, so then I'm going to ask this question.
What's that?
As we go back to referencing Lori, Stephanie, and Shelley,
mm-hmm.
who sound like they may be trying to defend this woman.
Yeah.
What the hell happened the last 30 years with the rise of the...
Hothead. The Lady Hothead.
Lady Hothead. What happened? Is it in the... Are they drinking more milk, as you like to say with
Could
the kids?
Could be that.
With all the hormones in the milk?
But now that society has changed and women are freer to speak their mind, my mother couldn't speak her mind.
Okay.
My mother would have to... If my mother had an issue, she'd have to go home and tell her husband.
Okay.
That's where it ended. You know what I mean?
Thanks a lot, Susan B. Anthony.
Yeah.
Now you got crazy women yelling.
She opened up the hothead. Yeah, she might have been the original hothead.
Yeah, every single...
She stood up for herself.
She was pretty pissed.
Yeah. I don't see one picture of her where she's smiling. Man, that chick looked perpetually pissed off at something.
She meant business.
Whoa, but here's the thing.
You drinking over there?
She had a reason to be angry.
Yes, like that's a legitimate...
Yeah.
You should be in church.
If they arrested her and she's like, I'll put you in the ground, I get that. Yeah. Well, what the hell could have happened in Perry? What the hell could have happened if the allegations are true? Like, you know, Kimmy, Tommy's already at this spot in his life where he's too much of a coward to yell at a kid.
Yeah.
Because every child that is above an eighth grader is bigger than him.
Oh, that joke just hangs around.
No, your joke. I rewrote it. It's mine now. I want to believe, Kimmy, that I will never, you're not Kimmy, that I will never hit a spot in my life where I have an inkling to do this.
Ooh.
Should we not be confident in that?
I'm not confident in that.
You think that you could see yourself screaming at a 15-year-old?
I don't know. Give me some time. Let me age a little bit. And I don't know. I don't know it's going to make me angry 20, 30 years from now.
Okay.
And we know she snaps.
Oh, yeah, she does snap.
Because she holds it in.
And again, if you watch the live stream and listen to the show, the tell that Kimmy's about to lose it is she starts doing a dolphin impression.
Yeah.
She puts one finger on the side of her mouth. She goes, and then she starts saying things. Okay.
I've literally never done that.
Kimmy, we have audio of you going all flipper on the both of us.
Okay. All flipper.
Usually because I can't get a word in.
Oh, my God. Here we go. What?
But I think I'm at
what you want to say.
I'm at a point in my life where kids doing something doesn't bother me as much as older people because it's in my mind like you should know better.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Like, if I saw an older person, I don't know, doing something out in front of my house that I would think a teenager should be doing, not an older guy that should know better, that would upset me more than a 15-year-old doing or saying something.
I'm with you 100%. What I guess I'm trying to figure out is there going to be a point in our lives as we leave the corpse over in his chair?
Jesus.
Oh, did that hurt your butt?
I'm sitting right here.
Did it hurt your corpse butt? Is your corpse butt all hurt?
Joke's on you. A corpse butt would not hurt because it would be a dead butt. With no
feeling in that thing.
No nerve endings in said dead butt.
I mean, at what age does Kimmy?
Yeah.
Do you go from understanding the folly of youth
I guess
to being furious by it? If that makes sense.
I don't know. I've already seen it show up in some 30 or some 30 something, so maybe it's here already and we just haven't experienced it yet.
Let's hope it never comes out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.